in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning eagerly desiring connection with you. God, you are just such an incredible God. You are a God of love, of mercy, of justice, of grace. And you are our source of life. You are our being, our very being is dependent on you. And we just pray that at this time that we can look to you and feel your love and experience your love and ask for your guidance during these difficult times. And we ask for you to intervene, to get involved. We know you are involved, but we need you to be and are asking you to be even more involved. And we do know that one of the main ways that you work is through our lives. And so help us to know how to be, and help us to know how to handle situations like these where we are, you know, in our context and in our way of being. And so please be with us this morning as we look into your word, as we seek you, as we seek Jesus, as we seek your spirit. Please just move in our hearts and draw us closer to you, to one another, and show us the way. We thank you and we love you and we are so grateful for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. All right, so Philippians 2. We're going to look at this commentary on Christ's life and the way that Christ was in the world, to stand in awe of that, to marvel at that, but also to embrace that for ourselves and in our own lives, especially as we consider our present reality, our present situation in the United States with racial injustice going on, where a particular race, where Black people are specifically being targeted, where Black people are hurting, in particular, and you know we need to look to Christ to see how to be, you know, and how to handle these situations. And I think this gives us a great example of what to do in these kinds of situations. And so let's look at Philippians 2. I'm going to begin in verse 1, and then I'm going to read to verse 9. So verse 1, so if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So Paul begins here in this particular section in verse 3 talking about the way that Christians need to be in the world. And he says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. So in other words, do nothing in the way of trying to elevate your own status at the expense of others. He says, but rather, in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. And so another way to think about that is for all of us as Christians, we need to think about each other and each other's issues and each other's situations as of utmost importance to us. And in verse 4, it says, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interest of others. And so what that means, especially, you know, as we're considering our present situation with racial injustice happening, what I see there is when somebody else hurts, I need to hurt as well. If somebody else has a burden that they're experiencing, if somebody else is going through something, that needs to be my interest and my concern as well. It's not that I'm over here, I need to just be over here in my place, in my, you know, comfy home, and, you know, staying to myself and not inconveniencing myself for the sake of somebody else. I need to go there and be with people and hurt with people and talk to people and listen to people and help them in any way that I can. Their interests are my interests. And so Paul goes on to say, be like that because that's how Christ was and is. And he gives this amazing example of, and really a summary of Jesus's life and how he demonstrated this in a marvelous way. He says, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. So have the same mind as Christ. Well, what was Christ's mind? Look at what this says about Jesus in verse 6, who, though he was in the form of God, another way to say that, he was equal with God. In the very nature, he was God. Did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. So he did not make that his main aim, that I'm just going to keep this comfortable privileged status in heaven and just stay there and not concern myself with the condition of humanity, which is struggling, which is in sin, which is in deep pain and in great need. It says, but he emptied himself. And so that doesn't mean that he was not God for a while. It means that he emptied himself of his own self-interest and took on the form of a servant. And so he chose to leave his privileged place and that privileged status to be with humanity. And continuing, being born in the likeness of men. In verse 8, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And so I think what's amazing about Jesus is that, again, he emptied himself, he left his privileged place in heaven, came down to be with human beings on earth, which was humbling in and of itself, but humbled himself even to, as it says, an even a lower status. Humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, which was the most shameful kind of death that anyone could experience at that time. He took on the most humble position that he could. Why? For his own self-interest? No, for the interest of humanity, for giving humanity a chance to elevate their place or our position, I should say, so that we could be with God. He lowered himself to elevate everyone else. And I think what we need to see here is that this is the example of entrusting himself to God. He took this lower status, he humbled himself, knowing that God, and putting himself in the hands of God so that God would elevate him, you know, himself, that God would raise him back up. And that's exactly what God did in verse 9. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. So Jesus willingly took the lowest position, entrusting himself to God. And what did God do as a result of that humility? He raised him to a place that is above every name. That's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God that we trust, that blesses that kind of humility, that blesses that kind of being. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And man, there's so much more that I could say about this. There's so much more that we could say about this. But, you know, I think in the context of what we're experiencing now from this place of racial injustice, you know, I know probably many of you on the call right now are hurting, are experiencing things, are trying to, you know, sift through things. And what I want you to know is that I want to be with you in that. You know, I want to hurt with you. I want to suffer with you. And I know that from my standpoint, as a white privileged man, you know, I'm speaking from a place where I can't fully understand what people are going through, what people are experiencing, and you know, there has been a lot of ignorance, you know, on my end to those things, and you know, I'm sorry for that. I don't want that to be. I want to know. I want to understand. I want to learn. I want to imitate Jesus's example, and I think that's something that we all have to grasp in times like these. And you know, in other times as well, where if we see injustice happening, if we see people being mistreated, and we see other people using their status and their places of power, these social structures of power, to hurt other people and harm other people, and hold people down, that's not right. That needs to change. And so what we can do as Christians is to follow the example of Christ, is to say, look, you know, brother or sister, what's happening? What are you experiencing? Let me be with you in this. Help me help you in this. And entrusting ourselves to God, realizing that if we step down from our privileged places and go down and be with people and have compassion on people and suffer with people, that God will raise us all. God will help us all. And so I think, you know, what we need to see from this is that we've got to all be in this together. You know, one of the things that I think is great about our church is that there is diversity, but diversity doesn't mean unity. And so one of the ways that, you know, we can be unified in this is, I think, a couple things. I mean, number one is to pray. We need to pray. We need to process. We need to sit. We need to seek God through this. And you know, that's something that I'm doing. And I, you know, assure you of that. I think the other thing that we need to do is we need to talk to each other. We need to find out how people are doing, how are you experiencing this right now? And, you know, I've been able to have conversations with some people to find out, you know, what's going on and how are you processing this? And, you know, from there, you know, I don't know. I don't know anything else to do other than imitate Jesus's example of just serving people and helping people and loving people. And that's going to look different in different situations. And, you know, I just marvel at Jesus's example of humility, his love, his service. And I think we all need to imitate that in the way that God calls us to. And so, anyway, I just wanted to share some of those thoughts. I wanted to share, this particular passage with you and, you know, just encourage all of us to, you know, do some of those things that I mentioned and ultimately imitate Jesus. So let's just take a minute to meditate. You can meditate on a verse or two, or just the very nature of Christ and how Christ is being described as this humble servant to humanity. So we'll take a couple minutes to do that, and then we can just share a few intentions, and then we'll close out with prayer. So let's spend some time in meditation. So you can close your eyes and find a comfortable posture in your chair. And just try to let your being settle into God. You know, it's easy and understandable that, you know, that at times like these, they're very emotionally charged and we can feel a lot of things, and that's okay. That's understandable. But at times we need to take moments where we just try to sit and settle and sink into God. Just be with God. So as you breathe, make space for God. Once you're in more of a settled state, then you can allow God's word, nature of Christ, to penetrate and permeate your mind and therefore your being. Okay, you can open your eyes now, come back to the space where you are, just being mindful and aware of your surroundings. And now's the time for intention setting. And so based on the word of God and how God spoke to you through his word, and based on your meditation, how are you going to be today? What's going to be different about you today, based on the word? So maybe just one or two people could share. I know there's a lot to share, but let's just try to be brief, and then we can close out. So yeah, if anybody wants to share their intention for today, then go for it. Go ahead, Mike.
I just wanted to say that the brother who preached on Sunday, man, he did amazing with really addressing some of these issues that are going on right now. And you did too, Ryan. So I greatly appreciate that. And I think this passage really tells us exactly what to do during this time and throughout our life always, is to be exactly like Jesus and do exactly what he does. Because if we do that, then we have love for all people of all colors. We put other people above ourselves, which is the most humble thing to do. And if we do that every single day, in every way possible, we can all live in harmony. And that's the most beautiful way to live. And that's the way God wants us to live. And that's my prayer for today, is that I just want so many people of all different colors to come to God, because then they will see how important others are above ourselves. Because Jesus humbled himself to the lowest point possible so that he can connect with so many people, so that he could love them. He put himself in other people's shoes, which I don't think we do enough. We need to put ourselves in our neighbor's shoes, in our brothers and sisters' shoes, and see what they're going through so that we can go through it with them and stand right by their side. You know, love is always the answer. So I'm going to pray for that today and always, so that we could draw more people to God, so that we could all be exactly like Jesus.
Amen. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that, Mike. That's great. Well, yeah, with that, let's probably close out with prayer. You know, and just to piggyback off of that, you know, I think, as Mike said, you know, if we all do that, you know, we can all really help people. And that's the way things are going to change. I think the world is looking for change. I think the world needs change. Our country needs change. And I think the way that change happens is through Christ, is through love. So with that, let's go to God in prayer. Father, thank you for being a father of love, of grace, of mercy, and of justice. And I pray that you would help us to be the light in the world that we need to be. Help us to be imitators of Christ. Help us to show the world Christ. God, I pray that all of us would take time to seek out one another, to listen to one another, to suffer with one another, and to help each other. Help us to leave our places of privilege and comfortability and be willing to humble ourselves to elevate those around us, elevate everyone around us. And we so appreciate Christ's example and how to do that. And I pray that you would enable us to be like him. God, be with our country, be with the world, be with those that are hurting and suffering, be with our leaders that are making decisions about what to do and how to handle these situations. God, we need more of you. We need more of Jesus. We need more of your spirit. And we need more of your love. And we so desperately pray and beg you for those things. Thank you for this time. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.